Random House Audible presents Why We Buy by Paco Underhill. Instead of Samoa, stores. The Science of Shopping. Chapter 1. A Science is Born. Comfortable shoes, the American commercial camouflage uniform, khaki pants, olive polo shirt, no aftershave, and good thick dun-colored socks. Okay, stroll, 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 stop. Get out the clipboard and pen. Shh, stay behind that potted palm. This is the first track of the day. The subject of study is the 40-ish woman in the tan trench coat and blue skirt. She's in the bath section. She's touching towels. Mark this down. She's petted 1, 2, 3, 4 of them so far. She just checked the price tag on one. Mark that down, too. Careful, her head's coming up. Blend into the aisle. She's picking up 2 towels from the tabletop display and is leaving the section with them. Get the time. Now, tail her into the aisle and on to her next stop. It's another day of field work. The laboratory, another troubled department store. The focus of our analysis is the domestic department, as per the science of shopping. But let's start by addressing a fundamental question. Since when does such a scholarly discipline even exist? Well, if, say, anthropology had devoted a branch to the study of modern shoppers in situ, a fancy Latin way of saying shoppers out shopping, interacting with retail environments, not only stores, but also...